40-year-old Ramu Prasad has been wheeling his cart loaded with fresh vegetables through a South Delhi residential area every morning for the past 15 years. He has many regular customers, but until recently, he could only do business with them when they were home. Prasad solved the problem 6 months ago by purchasing a mobile phone. Prasad's customers now place their orders from anywhere over his mobile, and he delivers the vegetables when they are in the house. When mobile phones were introduced here more than a decade ago, they were considered a luxury. But low calling charges and cheap handsets have brought them within the reach of tens of millions of people like Prasad. Telecom companies are going all out to woo such customers, offering them deals that make cell phones affordable for even those who earn as little as $125 a month. Handsets are available for $45. Users can buy new prepaid phone cards for less than 50 cents. Companies offer consumers the option of paying one lifetime fee of about $25 and never having to pay for incoming calls again. In most of the world, mobile phone operators charge for incoming as well as outgoing calls. As a result, low-income self-employed people like maids, cooks, taxi drivers, plumbers and construction workers are snapping up mobiles at a frantic pace. 6 million new connections are being added every month. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India says this is the fastest pace in the world. 250 million people now have mobile phones in India. The government expects that number to double by 2010. Naveen Mishra, a senior marketing analyst with the telecommunications consulting firm IDC in New Delhi, says that in a country of more than a billion people, there is still a vast market to be tapped.
If you see the penetration, we are still at around 20%, not more than that. So that leaves a huge opportunity. It is a very hot market. That is why people have been eyeing the Indian market.
So far, most of the growth is coming from urban areas. Telecommunication companies say they will invest billions of dollars in coming years to expand their presence into the country's vast rural areas where most of the population lives. International telecom companies are joining domestic firms in rushing to tap into all these potential customers. The world's largest mobile phone company, Vodafone, established its presence earlier this year by acquiring a controlling stake in Hutchison SR, an Indian-Hong Kong joint venture. This month, U.S. network provider AT&T applied for licenses to operate in India in partnership with a local group. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.